before you get going, air it out.
Oh, man.
What's bugging you?
Prepare for the day.
Morning Therapy is a phone call away. 877-W-SKY-TALK. What's bugging you? On 97.3 The Sky.
That's right. Time to call it in. Air it out. Get it off your chest. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Thank you for tuning in. It is time for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please, and let's go to... Hey, Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob, Doug, and Greg. We wish Greg a speedy recovery for feeling unwell. What's bugging me is that the Democrats are too chicken to hold their Democratic National Convention in Chicago outdoors over a weekend so that they can fully enjoy and experience the climate that their leadership has created. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, and I don't think he's talking about temperature. You mean the sound of gunfire all night long in Chicago, especially over the weekends? Yeah. Hey, Bill, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me? A brand new car wash opened up in the Villages. And my wife goes there to try it out. And guess what? They got the old-style rail system, and she's got big, high-performance tires and low profile, and she had to back out of there because that thing would have chewed up her... expensive AMG rims, and that's what's bugging me.
Wow, it's bugging me that you have an AMG because I'm jealous. It really wouldn't fit in there. You'd think they'd be able to accommodate that stuff. That's crazy. Let's go to Nostradamus. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I'll tell you, what's bugging me is notice how the Democrats invariably, every time, just before an election, they change their narrative, they changed their platform around. Well, didn't Biden, just before they kicked him out, didn't he talk about starting to build the wall again? And then look how they shut down the border. They didn't shut it down, but they somehow got the NGOs and the UN and everybody to stem the flow just before the election, right? And see how they do this stuff. And then Kamala steals Trump's idea about not taxing tips and everything, and they spin it all around just before the election. And it's a big joke. And I'm going to ask you a question, Bob. Do you remember when there was a company, right, when all the people were coming into this country, this company said they were going to fire 40,000 people and replace them with foreign workers? Do you remember that?
I don't know, 40,000. Was it like...
Something like that.
Yeah.
Some major amount of people. But your replacement theory, remember that?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what they want to do. They're just holding off until she gets in office. And then they're going to open it back up again, and it's going to be worse than it was before.
Oh, I totally agree. I said as much earlier that I said, look, if they took action on the border, just to even make it look like they were doing something, they might make that too obvious, because then people would say, the natural question would be, well, why didn't you do something about it 3.5 years ago? But if they don't do anything... and the numbers just go down, then they could say, see, what we've done, which is nothing, has been effective. And then they use some crazy kind of arithmetic that says, yeah, the border crossings now are down below what they were, you know, under Trump or some, that, which is like a fabrication and it's such a twist of numbers. But well, they're not, wouldn't be the first time they're afraid to fabricate, you know, some of the information. But yeah, no, I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you. That's exactly what they're doing. They're going, they'll change as much as they can to get as many votes as they can. And yeah, we're on to them, but you know, what's good Zach going to do? Good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. Friday afternoon, per the Marion County Sheriff's Department, there was a drive-by shooting here in the Shores, or as I like to call it, just another day in the Shores. This took place at the Caliber Car Wash. And, Bob, this is where I go to get groceries, because you got an Aldi's there. There's a Wendy's, nice little place. But this was a drive-by shooting. There was no injuries. So I just want to give everybody a heads up. Always be aware of your surroundings and always pay attention to what's going on, because you never know when tragedy is going to strike. I'm so thankful nobody was shot. And I really wish the county commissioners would address the gang problems that we have out here in the Shores and stop sweeping it under the rug until somebody gets shot and killed. Thanks, Bob.
All right. You're welcome. Yeah, that's I've always tried to tell the kids, you know, head on a swivel, pay attention. And that was before everybody had a phone, let alone a smartphone and all that. But people are, man, they're just put half to sleep. You know, they're mesmerized by their phone, and I could miss a message and look at this TikTok video, and they just get enthralled by it. It's like, yeah, you have this other activity you might want to pay attention to. It's called driving. Yeah. You can just tell people are really disconnected. We see it's most obvious driving, but they're disconnected everywhere now. Well, they're connected to their phone and disconnected to what's going on around them. Yeah, if you're aware of your surroundings and what's happening, you can avoid a lot of things, not just a car wreck. Like you said, you get a drive-by going on. You see things unfolding before your eyes. You can take some sort of decisive action. You can't do that if you're half asleep, meaning, you know, half of your brain is in the, you know, in the pretend world of the internet. Yeah. All right. Let's see. What's bugging me? I guess this kind of nasty crud that was going around bugging me. I know it's bugging Greg because he's home in bed, and I knew he was a few days behind me. So, yeah, I know he's probably not feeling it, but it seems like everybody's got a little something going on. And I just hope everybody feels better. And just remember Dr. John, what he always told us, you know, get some zinc in there, you know, vitamin C in there, and make sure you drink lots of fluid, stay hydrated. It's like any other kind of a flu thing, you know. And I think if you can, get a little extra sleep. That always helps a little bit, too. Oh, and sunshine. And I'm totally serious. You've got to get yourself sunshine. Really, you should try to get some every day. We've been, you know, they're over the top now about the whole, you know, exposing yourself to sun, you're going to get skin cancer. Yeah, there's always a chance of that, but if you only get a few minutes a day, shouldn't hurt you and only be good for you. All right. It is 7:27. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Nanette Holt from Epoch Times. You're listening to News Talk 97.3, The Sky.